Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Common Prayer. My name is Kevin, and I'm glad to be with you. I hope that you are doing well. I'm really glad to be continuing what Kathy started yesterday with us, which is really this whole week we're looking at the words of the prophet Micah, who says in Micah, you know, famously in Micah 6:8, says, "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? But to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." And I love, if you haven't yet, make sure to go back and listen to Kathy's opener for this week, as she just kind of beautifully detailed how prescient these words are, even for our own moment. You know, we're all acutely aware of how, you know, there's so many conversations going on in our world right now, in our nation, around racial injustice, around the political landscape, and then throw on top of all of that, this kind of global pandemic that we're all going through still, even now in approaching July. And so it's fascinating to me how just apropos Micah's words continue to be. That is our prayer. And so this week we're slowing down and we're looking at each one of these kind of calls to action, if you will, that Micah has for us as the people of God. So today we're really slowing down and we're looking at that first task that's mentioned by Micah, this idea of acting justly, or in other translations, it's even more straightforward, do justice. And you know, this concept of justice really has this incredibly rich history in the scriptures. You know, it begins all the way back at the beginning of the story in Genesis. You know, God creates humans, and the humans are actually set apart as distinct from all of the other creatures. And what sets them apart is that they bear the image of God. Now, this idea of the image of God is incredibly complex and nuanced, and it represents you know, a few different things. But in brief, it means that we have been set apart as God's representatives to rule the world by his definition of good and evil. And so it's this identity that is also, you know, not just our task, but also gives us value and identity and dignity. And it's the marker that all of humanity really holds this idea. We are all created in the image of God and are worthy of that sort of dignity. And so it's this idea of the image of God that's the bedrock to the concept of justice that's developed all throughout the scriptures. Again, it means all humanity is equal before God. All are to be treated with dignity and fairness, irregardless of who they are. But what we tend to see and we quickly pick up in the story of the scriptures is that as God's representatives, we don't always rule in a manner that God would have us. You know, there's this havoc that sin wreaks on our own selves and even in the world that kind of bends continually towards distorting the world for our benefit. And more often than not, at the cost and the expense of the vulnerable. And so from the opening pages of the Bible, we see this injustice playing out, and it seems to grow in these ever kind of growing concentric circles. It begins with the personal. It begins with my own propensity towards this, but we see it then expand to families, to communities, to nations, and then ultimately to entire civilizations, where this devastating spiral of injustice is always wanting to grow to the systemic. And so nearly always this happens, moving from the personal towards the systemic in ways that always exploits the vulnerable. And it's this propensity towards injustice that's ever present and deeply embedded in our world. I mean, again, the conversation around race and Black Lives Matter that our country is currently kind of engrossed in is such an example for this struggle for justice. It's the realization that there are broken things in this world. And it requires both that we look inward, that we look into our own hearts and understand the ways in which we need to repent of how we failed to do the words of Micah, to live justly. But then there's also the way that we need to be awake to the ways in which injustice has grown into the systems that maybe we've also grown complicit in. And so to do justice begins with us looking internally and recognizing our own participation in the brokenness of the world. You know, as we've been reading Micah or planning for this, you know, I've been sitting in the prophets for a little bit. And, you know, whenever I think of the prophets, I think of the great Jewish writer, Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel. Heschel worked alongside Martin Luther King during the Civil Rights Movement. And I love when he was reflecting on the march to Selma. He had this beautiful line. He says, "I felt like my legs were praying." You see, Heschel understands that justice requires both action and prayer. And in one of Heschel's greatest works, it's this like 700-page just masterpiece on the prophets. He has this moving chapter on justice, and he writes this. He says, "Life is clay, and righteousness the mold in which God wants history to be shaped. But human beings, instead of fashioning the clay, deform the shape. Justice is not an ancient custom. It's a human convention, a value, but it's not a human convention or a value, but a transcendent demand freighted with divine concern. People think that to be just is a virtue, deserving honor and rewards, that in doing righteousness, one confers a favor on society. No one expects to receive a reward for the habit of breathing, but justice is as much a necessity as breathing is, and a constant occupation." Gosh, that phrase, that justice is a constant occupation, has been ringing through my ears. You know, it's this, and this is really what the prophets do. This is how they function. Is the prophets, the great gift that they give us is they confront the people of God of the ways that we have drifted from our calling as image bearers that are called to live and rule in the way of the world on behalf of God in the way God would have us. And so the prophets are confronting us. They're trying to wake us up from our apathy towards injustice. They remind us that we are image bearers called to love and approach all with this image-bearing beauty. And so Micah calls us to do justice. He calls us to act justly. It's an active calling. It's to shake off the sin of indifference and move continually towards justice. See, this is the work that we have for us. It's the work that the prophets continually call us to. So for our prayer reflection today, I thought we would just spend a few moments looking inward, looking at the ways in which we find ourselves being called to act justly. So as you slow down, as you take a few deep breaths, as you settle into the moment, I invite you just to remind yourself of God's presence with you now. You know, Kathy had this great prayer yesterday talking about how we want our hearts to break for what breaks God's heart. And I wonder if we can just spend a moment in prayer asking God to break our heart for what breaks His. And to just see what are the things, what are the headlines, the images that come to mind as you just spend a moment thinking about the things that break God's heart right now. I don't know what it is that the Holy Spirit brought to mind, but I do know that our world is so often filled with injustice. So where is it that you found the world broken, that your heart breaks? And as you hold that before God, invites you to again engage the Holy Spirit and just ask, "Spirit, what would it look like for me to do justice here?" You to think of that phrase that Heschel used, that justice is a constant occupation. What is the work that God may be inviting you into? What are the things that come to mind when you think about the prophet Micah coming to the people of God and saying, "Do justice"? Don't think any of us would argue with the idea that the world is broken. So as we pray about how we can be involved in the work of justice, may we also pray for God's justice to flow like a mighty river. And let me just end with this prayer that I came across this week that I think is helpful for us. It goes like this. Once again, Lord Jesus Christ, I face the power of apathy. Against the torrent of oblivion, I plead the blood of Jesus. When the day stretches out before me and I am tempted to despair, encourage my soul through rhythms of prayer and work. When I imagine my life would be easier if only I were somewhere else, help me not to flee, but to trust your grace in this place. When I lack the attentive care for my neighbor, remind me how you laid down your life for me when I was still an enemy. Deliver me from apathy, that I might greet the image of God in every person and know the place where I am standing is holy ground. And may you swell up in me a desire to do justice and to love mercy and to walk humbly with you today.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry started by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Hosted by our generation's pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily. Thanks again for joining us.